Welcome, everybody, and welcome back. If you're rejoining us, I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to gubernatorial candidate Missy Hughes for spending a bit of her Friday afternoon with all of us. I can't wait to talk to her again. That was fascinating. I love talking to people with both private and public sector experience that have been in charge of running things to see how they think that experience translates into political office. So I look forward to talking to Missy again. But it is Friday. I have been derelict in my Ask Maggie duties because there's been so much news the past few weeks. But we're doing it today, gosh darn it. So with great excitement, I welcome back to the program my senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Thanks so much for being here, Jamie.
Happy Friday. We made it. It feels like a huge accomplishment every Friday, doesn't it, in this world?
It does. It's not even a participation award. We should start giving out like survival awards.
Yes.
Like, you have made it through another week. You are a winner.
Don't the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts give patches and things? That's what we need in this world right now.
Absolutely.
Is patches.
Well, metaphorically, Jamie and I are giving everybody who has kept the spirit alive and the fight alive, you all get a gold star today. For
that
or
a cupcake. Cupcakes always work too. We deserve them, right? Whether you want them, whether you should eat them, it doesn't matter. We made it through a week and we deserve it. That's the point.
Exactly.
So we have a really good crop of questions today. A little bit of the politics, a little bit of fun. And then we got a very, very appropriate one just because we get to share some things that come to us privately as well. So a little suspense there.
Yes.
But Jacob, before we get into Ask Maggie, of course, we have to properly introduce the segment with our intro.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
Or something like that.
Yeah. A little tongue-in-cheeky there.
There's always a little discussion in between, but it's fine. It's fine.
If brevity is the soul of wit, I am the least witty person on the planet.
Not true. I've had some really great conversations with you that are full of wit, but it's fine.
Thank you.
So we're going to start with this question because, you know, considering Miss Terry Barr is taking a little vacation today, and we're going to be talking some, you know, Halloween fun and some fall fun, I thought this was appropriate. Mike from La Crosse sent this one in to us, and he wants to know whether or not, Maggie, you are dressing up for Halloween, and have you ever had a favorite Halloween costume from the year, over the years? That's a really good one. So I think 60 seconds for this one, Jacob, whenever you're ready.
Should I go for the full Monty honesty here? I think I'm going to do that. I am not a Halloween fan. I don't even like to go out on Halloween. I consider it like a drinking holiday for people that don't get out a lot. And it's just messy, right? It's just sloppy mess. And I have no desire to be around any of that. But like a bonfire at a friend's place, maybe a pair of devil horns or like some cat ears. Like that's what you're going to get from me. Did I ever have a favorite costume? I will say I was forced to dress up for a Halloween costume party once. And I dressed up like a flapper gal. And I thought that was really fun. That would, because it was kind of periody,
like,
and that was good. But I do have to say, despite all of my current personality traits to the opposite of this, I remember being out of my mind excited when my mom made me, like, she went to Joann Fabrics, got the fabric, got a pattern, and made me at home on her sewing machine a pretty pink princess.
Oh, I
like
love it.
Costume.
My mom made mine too. Yeah.
When I was a kid and I had a wand and everything.
Love it.
Thanks, Mom. She had her birthday this week. So thanks, Mom, for my pretty princess costume. That was probably the last time I wore pink. voluntarily.
I was a clown one year. My mom made that costume. And I have to say, being the mom of two boys, my kids never had a store-bought costume. I made all of
them.
That
is impressive.
Now, I'm not a sewer, though. So I can put a hot glue gun, though, to work like nobody's business, let me tell you. So we've been a plate of spaghetti over the years,
oh, a
table
a
of spaghetti. Oh, yeah, it was super cute. We've been a Frankenstein, used a milk jug for the head, little green face paint. And we hit up the thrift stores. Let's see, what else have we been? A burger. We were a hamburger one year.
You guys
year,
are pirates. Big on the food costumes, I
well,
see.
Well, I mean,
but that's impressive.
Have you
Why
met
not?
Us? Yes, yeah. We are. Of course. So that was those are the memories that I take from Halloween. Do you dress up Finny, though? That's the question. Does
oh,
Finny
yeah, she
get
a,
into
she,
okay.
She has a hot dog costume.
Of course.
Like, what else?
She is a hot dog.
If
She's
you
adorable.
Are a recent, yes, if you are a recent listener to the program, I am a tall woman, 6 foot, standing barefooted. So when I got my beautiful little baby dog 3 years ago, I decided, let's lean into irony. So I got myself a miniature dachshund, i.e. a hot dog. She is my little muffin of love.
She's adorable.
She is very cute.
She does
cute.
Smell like pancakes.
She smells like pancakes.
She does.
That's what I like to say.
The best irony, though, is when you and I stand next to each other, because I'm only 5 feet. So.
Yes,
you're like almost a foot taller than I am.
But together, Jamie, together,
we're strong.
Indefatigable, yes.
We are. Speaking of which, let's get into a really fun question.
Awesome.
And this comes to us from Linda in Baraboo. And Linda says, Maggie, you have some strong opinions, which I agree with. But I can imagine, based on the conservative callers, not everybody appreciates your opinion. Mm. Do you ever get hate mail? That is the question from Linda today. I think we can answer this one in probably 30 seconds. So,
yes.
Jacob, whenever you're ready.
Well, Linda, I got hate mail. Yes, I get hate mail. It's about at the same level that I got hate mail when I was at Milwaukee County. But I got one yesterday. Brian, thanks for your email. I noticed you didn't sign it or give me your last name, which just sounds cowardly. So I'm calling you out, Brian. Brian told me to please do the world a favor and end myself, you effing fat, ugly clown. That was the love note I got from Brian. Thank you, Brian. You give me fuel for the fire. It means I'm striking a nerve. We're having a difficult conversation,
yeah.
Maybe a disagreement. And I, honestly speaking, Jamie, I had never heard any woman on the radio talking about politics.
No.
You're
one of the first. I remind you of this frequently, too, by the way, because I am very proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Of
I didn't
course.
Hear all that many women, like, arguing about politics, even on television.
Right.
You know, it was sort of like it was a one-off on occasion. So,
sure.
Striking a nerve when there's reaction and engagement. Some of it's going to be negative, but I do, in general, consider all of that a great privilege. And Brian, who sent me the nasty, nasty, nastiest email, like, why don't you grow some courage? If you want to be a man about it, Brian, pick up the phone and call me one day, and I will be happy to have a discussion with you. Just remember the three rules of debating Maggie Dawn.
Right.
Don't disrespect, don't deflect, and don't disinform. But, you know, if Brian feels more comfortable creating an anonymous email account and sending me a nasty gram via email because he's a big coward, you know, that's his problem, not mine. But striking a nerve, we're having a conversation.
Do you know what my favorite part of Brian's email was? There were two favorite parts. This is actually not the most awful email we have ever received.
No, it is not.
This was tame, quite honestly. And my second favorite part is Brian decided to use the We Matter at civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah. Not like info at.
Yes.
Not Ask Maggie.
The We Matter, where we're trying to get real stories of things that are affecting real people throughout the state, and that is what Brian chose to use his time on. So kudos to you for, you know, at least finding your way across the emails or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Brian, again, grow a pair. Call me. Sorry if that's a little crass, but call me. I mean, don't hide behind a screen. Everybody
no.
can be nasty or flip somebody off when you're in
right.
your car, right, or lay on the horn. If you're going to have an argument with somebody, like, have the cojones,
sure.
I should have probably said, to pick up the phone and call me or talk to me to my face.
Sure.
I also think it's really hard to, like, intensely dislike someone if you're actually talking with them.
Right.
I can intensely dislike your opinion, mm-hmm. but I'm less inclined to personalize it to you if we're just trying to talk, you know?
Brian's got to be fun at parties. That's all I'm saying. I mean, think about that for a second. He's got to be a fun guy at parties. I don't know.
Good luck to Brian's wife. He clearly is a big booster of feminine energy.
Wonder what Brian's going at. Wonder what Brian will dress up for Halloween as. Now I have questions, right?
Yeah.
Like,
we have questions, Brian. Call us. Call us, 855-752-4842. I'm guessing
goodness.
It might have a blonde wig and a very long red tie involved.
Sure. Just a lot of orange makeup, maybe. Orange makeup. It could
crunched
be that
up
too.
Cheetos smeared on the face. Is that a word, schmear? That's
yes. Yes. Schmear. Of course it is. We just made it up, even if it's not. It's fine. It's your show. So,
a schnibble of Cheeto. Yes. Okay.
All right. So here's a little bit more of a serious one here today.
Okay.
And this comes, this came across our text line. Terry in Cross Plains asked this. It was in regards to Trump and the DOJ, $230 million they owe me question, right? At any rate, Terry wants to know, why no investigation of insider trading when Trump announced his tariffs? This is a really good question, and I think this is probably going to take 60 seconds and maybe a little bit more. So, Jacob, whenever you're ready.
Where do I even begin? What happens when you install loyalists to lead agencies like the Security and Exchange Commission? When you install loyalists that are not competent at the FBI? When the litmus test for any investigation is, who did they vote for? And do they support me enough? You're not going to get robust securities fraud enforcement. And what he engaged in, or whomever made the $10 million in a couple of hours, all this stuff. I have no expectation of any enforcement on that level. What I do expect to see enforcement of is rinky-dink things that actually hurt regular people. And as an economist and someone that has worked for businesses, worked for entrepreneurs, worked for banks. I'll just say this again for the umpteenth time. Regulations are for regular people, and the Securities and Exchange Commission is there to prevent people from cheating the markets. And when people cheat the markets like that, it seems like it's not impacting regular people. It absolutely is, because it distorts the performance of your mutual funds that you may have invested your 401k in. It creates perverse incentives for business owner. It is not good. Yes, is it a few steps removed? But if you want to say that you're a capitalist, right? If you want to say that you believe in the invisible hand, if you want to say that competition is what America is about, if you want to say that it's meritocratic, then you need vigorous securities regulation enforcement, and you need vigorous investigations of what was obviously a freaking hot tip that got put through the Trump.
Seems like there's probably been a lot of hot tips, right?
A lot of hot tips.
They got the hottest tips, right?
Jamie's going to stick around with me. You all are welcome to weigh in. We're going to talk about this weekend's big activities across the state of Wisconsin in a Terry Barless, what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. You got a favorite haunted house, fall activity, let us know what it is. 855-752-4842. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.